thank God for service. We find these words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable or your spiritual service. The Apostle writes in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 57, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The fact is that as God's children, we are expected to give our lives to the Lord. We are living sacrifices, our hearts, our souls, our minds given to the will and work of God. We are expected as His children to serve Him, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul also tells us that the work performed for the Lord is not performed in vain. In other words, there comes with this service great reward. Our Lord has promised that if we will offer our lives as a sacrifice to Him and His work, our ultimate reward will be heaven. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 that as God's people, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 21, we find that when we cleanse ourselves from this world, we will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us that through the inspired Word of God, we are made complete and we are equipped for every good work or for our service to the Lord. If you were to begin the book of Genesis and read through to the end of Revelation, and you paid attention to the relationship or relationships between mankind and God, you will find that from the beginning, it has always been expected and required of man to serve God. Some have found this relationship to be difficult and their service to God a burden, while others find great joy in serving their God and rejoice in the great blessings, both spiritual and physical, that result from a faithful relationship with God and the service that He requires. In fact, a true servant of God is thankful for the opportunity to serve Him. God loves us, He watches over us, He hears and answers our prayers, He blesses us daily, He sent His Son to die for us. Heaven is the home of all faithful servants. Thank God for the opportunity to serve.